Welcome to the 11-step workshop of Compulsive Eaters Anonymous How. My name is Jaisha, and I will be your facilitator today. Will someone please read the 11-step prayer that's in your the first page? Who wants to read it? Here, do it. Here's the
microphone. Hi, I'm Karen Marie, compulsive eater. Lord, make me a channel of thy peace, that where there is hatred, I may bring love. There we go. That where there is wrong, I may bring the spirit of forgiveness. That where there is discord, I may bring harmony. That where there is error, I may bring truth. That where there is doubt, I may bring faith. That where there is despair, I may bring hope. That where there are shadows, I may bring light. That where there is sadness, I may bring joy. Lord, grant that I may seek rather to comfort than to be comforted, to understand than to be understood, to love than to be loved. For it is by self-forgetting that one finds, it is by forgiving that one is forgiven, it is by dying that one awakens to eternal life.
Thank you so much. Okay. The Alcoholics Anonymous Big Book suggests prayer and meditation as methods to connect to our higher power daily. We ask for God's inspiration and guidance. With this workshop, we aim to introduce a few alternative techniques to help find our connection with our higher power. They can be used on their own or combined with our own practice. We will discuss the following methods: music meditation, walking meditation, mindfulness movements, and deep relaxation. Okay, I'm going to start out with the music, singing, chanting, meditation, and then we're going to sing a couple of songs. This method consists of using inspirational music and one musical instrument to improve the quality of our mood. I say that when everything else fails, music works. It enhances the frequencies of our bodies and minds. The repetition or chanting of positive words can relax the brain. So for that, I'm going to bring out my guitar, and I'm going to start with number 2 because it talks about the breath. And of all the meditation workshops and practices that I've done, one common denominator is coming back to the breath over and over again. So to have a song about it, to come and keep coming back to that, it's been really helpful. So I'm going to sing it 2 or 3 times so we get a chance to hear the tune of it and maybe start to sing it together. Okay, so once I sing it the second time, feel free to join. Even if you hum it for a little bit, just listen to the music within yourself and pay attention how it brings you back to the present moment and relaxes you, okay? Okay.
Breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out. I am blooming as a flower. I am fresh as the dew. I am solid as the mountain. I am firm as the earth. I am free. Breathing in, breathing out, breathing. breathing in, breathing out. I am water reflecting what is real, what is true. Deep inside of me, I am free, I am free, I am free.
Let's sing it again.
Breathing in, breathing out, breathing in. Breathing out, I am blooming as a flower. I am fresh as the dew. I am solid as the mountain. I am firm as the earth. I am free, breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out. I am water reflecting what is real, what is true, and I feel there is space deep inside of me. I am free, I am free, I am free.
Just keep paying attention to your breath. You can close your eyes and just feel the energy of the room and yourself now that you've experienced some singing meditation. You can keep letting go. Okay. It's great. So that was a sample, and I think we may be able to sing one at the end. I have other methods to show you, so let's keep moving on. Okay. All right. So the second one would be walking meditation, and we're going to be doing that for a little bit. If we refer to page number 3 of your handout, who would like to volunteer to read?
Hi. Walking meditation is practicing meditation while walking. It can bring you joy and peace while you practice it. Take short steps in complete relaxation. Go slowly with a smile on your lips, with your heart open to an experience of peace. You can feel truly at ease with yourself. Your steps can be those of the healthiest, most secure person on earth. All sorrows and worries can drop away while you are walking. To have peace of mind, to attain self-liberation, learn to walk in this way. It is not difficult. You can do it. Anyone can do it who has some degree of mindfulness and a true intention to be happy. We can coordinate each step with an inhalation or exhalation. We can just relax and breathe while we walk. We can become aware of the foot touching the earth as if the sole and our toes are giving the earth a soft kiss. We are aware of the very step that we are taking without thinking about the step we took before or the step we will take next.
Thank you, Helen. I'm going to take the mic now. All right, so this is where I demonstrate what I've learned about walking meditation. So distraction is anything that makes me live or pay attention to things outside of my body. And for me, my practice that causes suffering or leads me to do stuff like obsess of people, obsess about people, obsess about food. So meditation for me is about coming back to the present moment. And while the mind lives in the past or in the future, the body is always in the present moment. So if I can practice something that helps me come to the present moment over and over again, there's an energy of safety that starts to grow inside of me and around me. Okay, so walking meditation, as simple as it may be, turned out to be for me one of the most powerful things to practice, as simple as it is. And these are a few ways that I learned it. As the handout says, we can practice coordinating our steps with our breath. So I will demonstrate that first. Okay. I like to walk barefoot because I can feel whatever, the carpet floor or the soil. So sorry for the people I'm giving your back. But it would be something like this. Breathing in. Breathing out. Breathing in. Breathing out. Breathing in. Breathing out. I choose a little trail of 4 or 5 feet and then I just go around and walk that same distance again. When I walk, I feel my attention going back to the sole of my feet over and over again. If I didn't connect very well doing or coordinating inhalation with one step and exhalation with the other, maybe I need to let go of that. And what I can do is just think or feel that I am kissing the earth with the sole of my feet. Just kissing the earth, just connecting with Mother Earth. Just kissing the earth. Kissing the earth. The attention back to the sole of my feet over and over again. It doesn't even have to be that structured. As long as I think, kissing the earth. Just kissing the earth. Okay? That would be number two. Number three, third way of how I've learned and practiced walking meditation. Sometimes the length of our inhalation or exhalation is not as long as the steps we take. So you can do inhale and take 2 or 3 steps, and then exhale and take 2 or 3 steps more. And that's okay too, as long as the attention keeps coming back. So it would be breathing in. Breathing out. Again, breathing in. Breathing out. It also works perfectly for jogging or running. It's very good. Okay. So now I would invite you to practice for a few minutes. Choose the method that you think resonates with you, or just try them out, all of them. Choose a spot So the room is probably smaller than the people that are here. But try to choose a spot that's 4 or 5 feet that you can walk back and forth, and let's just walk in silence. And we're going to walk for a few minutes. There is no right or wrong way to do walking meditation. Find your own way. Come back to the present. Breathe. If your mind goes out of your body to think of the past or of the future, bring it back gently. Feel the weight of your body on the soles of your feet and breathe. You can go back to your seat now. All right. Thank you for your willingness to participate. I noticed some people went back to their seats before time was over, and I wanted to congratulate them on knowing how to take care of themselves, because that's something else. If the meditation is not working out for you or requires some physical strain and you notice that you've reached your limit, it's time to stop and breathe, sit down. All right. Before I go into the other one, because it's the longer one and I only have half an hour for that, and I want to dedicate all that half an hour for deep relaxation. Does anybody have a question about walking meditation? Okay, yes, let me Yes.
Hi, I'm Marian, food addict and compulsive eater. I've also learned that it's possible to do sitting meditation, walking with the palms of your hands on your legs as an alternative to physically standing up and walking.
How will you do it? Could you demonstrate?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure. Instead of placing my foot on the ground as if I'm standing and walking, I walk my hands down my legs. So this makes walking meditation accessible for someone for whom standing up or walking might be a problem temporarily or at all.
Thanks so much for sharing that. Anybody else? Yeah, you remember we need to sign the release afterwards. Those who ask questions also need to.
Yes, hi. My name is Angie.
Angie.
And I'm just wondering with hiking, how would we do hiking?
Hiking.
Hiking.
Oh, you mean like you're walking up a mountain in...
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So what I have done is I coordinate the breath with a few steps. I breathe in and then I do a few steps and then breathing out... Breathing out, I do some other steps. I coordinate it. It's like I trying to make a rhythm out of it. I there's three steps, you know, up and down.
Okay, thank you.
Does that work? Yeah, it's a matter of practicing, and sometimes when we're starting, it just takes a while until we kind of listen to the rhythm of our body and find out what works for us. Okay, anybody else? Can you please tell us your name?
Hi. I don't think it's there. Is it here?
Mm-hmm.
I'm Jean, and I'm new at this program, but I was thinking that walking like that on the sand at the beach early in the morning with the sound of the waves and the ocean, that it would be very contemplative and relaxing.
Yes, it is. Thanks for that suggestion. It is. It's my favorite spots to do any type of spiritual practice is the beach. We have, yeah. Because the ocean can take anything away. Okay, so now I'm moving on to deep relaxation. And for this, I would do for those who brought a pillow, or even if you didn't, this is great when we do it lying on the floor. If you want to find a spot on the carpet floor, lie down. If you can't, you can stay on the chair and follow it as best as you can. But if you find a spot, I would really recommend, because it's worked so much better. And if you brought a pillow, the better. But there are spots even outside of the circle. There are a few spots closer to the walls. I have an extra... I have a poncho. If anybody wants to use it as a pillow, you're welcome to do so. Okay. Okay, so let's start total relaxation or deep relaxation, sitting on your chair or on the floor. Resting is a precondition for healing. So lie down on your back with your arms at your sides. You may also practice in a sitting position. Make yourself comfortable and allow your body to relax. Be aware of the floor underneath you and of the contact of your body with the floor or the chair. Allow your body to sink into the floor or the chair. Become aware of your breathing in and out, in and out. Be aware of your abdomen rising and falling as you breathe in and out, rising, falling, rising, falling, breathing in. Bring your awareness to your eyes. Breathing out, allow your eyes to relax. Allow your eyes to sink back into your head. Let go of the tension in all the tiny muscles around your eyes. Our eyes allow us to see a paradise of form and color. Allow your eyes to rest. Send love and gratitude to your eyes. Breathing in. Bring your awareness to your mouth. Breathing out, allow your mouth to relax. Release the tension around your mouth. Your lips are the petals of a flower. Let a gentle smile bloom on your lips. Smiling releases the tension in the hundreds of muscles in your face. Feel the tension release in your cheeks. Relax your jaw. Relax your throat. Breathing in, bring your awareness to your shoulders. Breathing out, allow your shoulders to relax. Let them sink into the floor. Let all the accumulated tension flow into the floor. We carry so much with our shoulders. Now let it all go. Relax as you care for yourself. Breathing in, become aware of your arms. Breathing out, relax your arms.
Let your arms sink into the floor. Your upper arms, your elbows, your lower arms, your wrists, hands, fingers, all the tiny muscles. Move your fingers a little if you need to help the muscles relax. Breathing in, bring your awareness to your heart. Breathing out, allow your heart to relax. Our heart beats for us night and day. Embrace your heart with mindfulness and tenderness. Reconcile and take care of your heart. Breathing in, bring your awareness to your legs. Breathing out, allow your legs to relax. Release all the tension in your legs, your thighs, your calves, your ankles, your feet, your toes, all the tiny muscles in your toes. Send love and care to your toes. Breathing in, breathing out. My whole body feels light. I have nowhere to go, nothing to do. I am relaxed. Breathing in, breathing out. I let go of everything. I am free. Breathing in, I go back to the island within myself. There are beautiful trees within the island. There are clear streams of water. There are birds, sunshine, and fresh air. Breathing out, I feel safe. I enjoy going back to my island. Breathing in, I go back to the island within myself. There are beautiful trees within the island. There are clear streams of water. There are birds, sunshine, and fresh air. Breathing out, I feel safe. I enjoy going back to my island. Slowly, slowly. Those of you who are lying down, slowly, slowly, those of you who are lying down, you can lean on one of your sides, either the right or left side. Very slowly sit up. Just remember you've been lying down for a while so you don't get dizzy. Okay. Yeah, and let's take it easy on yourself. Be gentle. When you feel ready, you can come back to the circle or stay where you are. And before you all leave, just need to remember those who spoke or asked questions, please, please don't leave without signing this. It's a legal matter for CIHAL. No, the people who spoke or asked questions or read or anything, if you got a microphone, you need to sign this. Okay? It's a release. It's a legal issue. Okay, any questions? Any questions? You have a question? You need to speak on the microphone because we're recording.
I wanted to know if you'd ever made a CD with your meditation and also with your music. You have a very pretty voice.
Thank you.
And it's very relaxing.
Thank you. I have not. These meditations are not actually mine. They are copyrighted, so I can't. Does anybody have a question or they want to share another experience? We have 6 minutes. Yeah.
Maceo, compulsive overeater. And so this would be meditation. I know it's in the context of the 11th step, but it's my understanding the whole purpose of the 11th step is to seek the knowledge of God's will for us and to ask for the strength to carry it out. So these meditative practices are really to calm the mind, to calm the body, but one would think there has to be another step to experience the fullness of what the 11th step is all about. So am I correct then that this is just preparation to take us to another level? Is that correct?
Thank you. That is a great question. These are relaxation techniques. my experience with the 11th step is that I couldn't hear anything about the guidance that I needed to follow because I was full of thoughts of the past and the present. It was full of suffering, and the mind just swirling around the same stuff over and over, you know, obsessing about stuff. And I had to learn how to let go of that first, being able to sit and then listen. It is in the long-term practice of meditation that something opened. I actually, in my experience with 11 step is I didn't do something to hear God or hear my higher power. I let go of everything that I was full of suffering, and when I released it, then something opened and I could hear. I became willing to hear. So this is, for some people it could be a preparation, and for others it could be a path. I feel the 11th step in my experience is kind of intuitive, more intuitive for me. So I'm not saying this is going to work for everybody. It's just this is what worked for me, and I'm passing it on. And other facilitators may have other techniques that can be as helpful or more helpful. Other paths. Some people do writing meditation, which I would love to include at some point. And then that's a more rational way of hearing the higher power's voice, you know, because you have a pen in your hand and then you ask a question and right there you hear an answer. You ask for your higher power's will and the power to carry it out. But first I had to come back to myself because I was all over. I was out of myself everywhere else but inside my body. And this was very powerful in grounding me. It was non-denominational also. I had a difficulty with, if it had a denomination of some kind, then it kind of blocked myself. So this is just a technique. It just helped me just to practice that. And then slowly I could start, listening more clearly to other stuff and welcoming other stuff in my life. And I don't know if I answer your question. Okay. Anybody else? Anybody else? Anybody wants to share their experience?
Hi, I'm Suzanne. I'm a compulsive eater, Suzanne K. I was just wondering, when you do this meditation and things come in, like the voices, how you let that go?
Which voices do you mean?
Voices in your head that are just of the day, you know, what I did, what I'm going to do, the craziness that comes in from just whatever comes into your mind that doesn't feel like it's higher power related.
I think I understand. Thank you. Thank you for your question, because this came up at the very beginning of my practice, if I can relate correctly. I remember I would do a step and then like I didn't wash my clothes, I have to buy milk. Oh my God, I have a deadline tomorrow. Okay, back to my food. Okay, I'm putting the right food on the floor right now, breathing in. And the voices would come back. My dad said this to me this morning. La, 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 la. Okay, I'm putting down my left foot back to my breath. And it was that constant coming back again and again. The mind at the beginning was going like 1,000 kilometers per hour, you know? And even then, even if it was an effort, at the beginning it was more an effort than anything else. I just had to trust that this would work. Because some part of me intuitively just kept coming back to the practice, even though it was hard. And then after probably a little while, it's different for everybody. It took me a little while, maybe a year, after 10 months of doing walking meditation, I started to have openings of, oh my God, you know, hearing something deeper and some more relaxed. I've heard facilitators say that sometimes they're going through a very strained or tense moment, and they need an answer from their higher power, and they can't sit down to meditate or pray because the mind is going to 1,000 kilometers per hour. If they have some practice of walking meditation, they walk because you feel you're at least doing something about it, about whatever. I had a facilitator, or I heard a facilitator say, when his father passed away, and this person was a meditation teacher, well-trained for years, but this the passing of a parent can be a strainful thing for anybody. So his father passed away, and he couldn't sit down with it. Father had been a severe father. So he did walking meditation, and slowly, slowly he saw his anger calm down until he could sit again. Mm-hmm. The anger also, you know, could rise, or you could see some strong emotion comes up. Let's go back to the present moment. And there are some other techniques it would be too long to explain too. Can think about those difficult feelings as a crying baby. You know, you don't even know why the crying baby is crying, but you take the baby and you rock the baby. You know, oh, this little pain I have, this little anger I have, there you are again. You don't ask a baby, why are you crying again? Why are you sad again? You just, okay, there's an emotion there. I'm just going to grab the baby, rock the baby. It calms down with practice and time. It takes time. This takes practice. It's like a skill. It's like learning when I was learning to typewrite. You know, it took doing it every day. Now it's automatic. Mine, I don't even think where the letters are on the keyboard. I just type. Where this is kind of similar to any skill that you need to develop. So if you find a meditation group that does walking meditation or this type of thing, it could be very helpful because you have support of peers. That's my experience. So these are alternative techniques. I think that goes back to your question. So it may work for some people. Anybody else? I think we're out of time. I think we're out of time, but no one has come in the door saying we have to stop. So.
I'm Beverly, compulsive eater. And in the 12 and 12, where it talks about prayer and meditation, it even suggests that we do visualization by, says, walking on a sunlit beach for relaxation. And I find years ago I started doing it. What I do is I acknowledge all the thoughts. I need new tires. The kids need tuition. You know, whatever it is, I need to go to the DMV. It's in the step 10 where it talks about prayer and meditation and using visualization. Something about, you know, thinking about walking on a sunlit beach. I know that's the part. I could find it in the book. So they're using it too. And what I was saying was years ago, I began to acknowledge the craziness that goes on, that chatter, that third party that's uninvited giving me information. And once I acknowledge it, yeah, okay, the kids need this, yeah, yeah. And I just go through my list, and then my mind gets clear. And I have had experiences where I've meditated for hours, not hours, let me not lie. It's so easy just to come up with a lie. Let me say, a long period of time, like 15 minutes. No, I've done like 30 minutes to an hour where I totally relaxed. It just wasn't anything going on. And it was like a deep sleep. It was another state of consciousness that I don't feel unless I practice. And then too, okay. And then too, the book says that sometimes you'll go to a lull where you can't pray and meditate. It's okay, and it says get back to it as soon as possible. So
Thanks for sharing. You reminded me, and we need to close, but you reminded me of one walking meditation teacher I had had us to experience. We had shoes, but some people chose to walk barefoot even though we were on the soil, in soil and gravel, and there were different textures of the road. There was grass, sand, gravel. There was different stuff, and he invited us just to feel, even when the shape of the ground that we were walking on was changing. That was how present we needed to be. And that was a powerful thing to do. So, anyway, I see Ginger there, so I think we need to close, right? So, do we want to close with a serenity prayer? Okay, let's do that. Who wants to lead? Who wants to lead the serenity prayer?
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, to courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.